You know, Emily Gale, our good friend who is also a golf supporter, enthusiast, a runner, she's done all these different things. She did it all around home for a long time. Now her home is Hawaii. So I know that she's listening in. Emily, we miss you and we love you, Emily Gale. And she's a good friend of the NBC golf reporter extraordinaire, covering the Ryder Cup, in fact, Mark Rolfing from NBC, who's on the other end of our line right now. Where do we find you this morning, Mark?
I am in the television compound, Paul W. We go on the air live from the Ryder Cup this morning at 8 o'clock. And, Emily, you're a lot warmer in Hawaii than I am right now.
And that we are here in Michigan. We have rain and colder temperatures, and that's a whole nother story. Weather's going to be good, I hope, for the 43rd Ryder Cup matches, this time hosted here in the United States, starting officially, I guess, the 24th through the 26th. But I know there's a lot of hoopla that you're a part of right now there at the Straits course at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoopla. It's been a long week. I think for the Americans, almost a little bit too long. You know, they're heavy favorites. FanDuel and everybody else has them as 2-to-1 favorites here, which I really don't understand, given that Europe has won 4 of the last 5 and 7 of the last 9. But I think the long week, puts a little more pressure on the Americans. They want to get going, whereas Europe is just they're really low key. They're sending out all these comical videos from their team room and just kind of saying, "Hey, everything's stacked against us. We're the underdogs. We're going to get killed again." And they do that every Ryder Cup, and then they go out and win. It's going to be a great week. The opening ceremonies are today, but the weather is going to be a big factor. And the tough weather is going to be very, very windy this weekend. I think that will favor Europe even more.
Mark Rolfing, our guest, primarily serving as an on-course reporter for NBC and the Golf Channel for their various tournament broadcasts. He's really one of the most versatile personalities in all of golf television, having spent 25 years in TV. And he enjoys doing what he does, which is important, and he knows what he's talking about, which is extremely important. And here you are now with this Ryder Cup, and Europe keeps winning, as you point out. But you know what they're going to have to do this time that they haven't had to do in the past? They're going to have to play without virtually any of their supporters. Because I just went through this, Mark. I was at the Solheim Cup at Inverness in Toledo. And you realize, and by the way, the European women won again. But you realize in a game, in an event that generally brings international travelers in to watch it, it's that big a deal, that important, and obviously the Ryder Cup too, they can't get here. They can't come here yet. Not till November do our gates open up again to European travel.
Yeah, that, I've even heard that there's been recruiting of European fans out of the Chicago area, anybody that could drive up here and cheer on Europe, because they aren't going to have a whole lot of support. That's going to work against them tomorrow morning, which is the first session, Paul, and that's the alternate shot format. It's going to be critical for Europe to get off to a good start. One thing that the weather will do, the weather will make the scoring not as good. The course is going to play tougher. So when it plays tougher, that will quiet down the crowd a little bit. The U.S. would like to see it play easy, so there are a lot of birdies, which would get the fans revved up and going. But the most important thing, and this is the same in pretty much any sport, Michael Jordan was one of the best ever at it in the NBA, quieting down a visiting crowd. He loved playing on the road almost more than at home because he could quiet the crowd down quickly. That's what Europe has to do tomorrow morning. The entire crowd is going to be rooting for America. And what Europe has to try to do is get out to a lead tomorrow morning. If they get out ahead, it'll tend to quiet everybody down a little bit. So I think what you'll see is you will see the best European players stacked right at the top of their lineup tomorrow. I see them coming out with big guns, the big horses, right away in the morning to try to get a lead.
Well, Mark, these guys are pretty sharp, these Europeans. Yesterday they came out with cheeseheads. They're trying to win that crowd over any way they can. All of them, the whole team with cheeseheads.
You know where that first started, Paul? It first started in Detroit in 2004 at Oakland Hills. I was there. And I'll never forget, on Wednesday, the European team was out practicing. So were the Americans in the morning. There was 40,000 fans from Detroit out there. And they were watching both teams for just a little while because the Americans only played 9 holes that day. They left and went and did something else. And all that was left on the course was 12 European golfers. And that's all the Detroit golf fans got to follow. Well, Langer, who was the captain for Europe, said, "Hey, everybody, make them fall in love with you." And so you saw these European players that typically wouldn't do things, like Colin Montgomery was kissing babies and smiling and taking pictures. there was actually a no autograph policy in Detroit that year. They told the players, don't sign autographs. Langer said, "I want you to sign every autograph you can." And what happened, Paul, was that on that Wednesday afternoon, 2 days before the Ryder Cup, the Detroit fans fell in love with the European team. And Friday morning when that Ryder Cup started, it was a split crowd of support. I believe that almost half the crowd at that point liked the European side as much as the Americans.
Good memory. That's we're remembering. We were broadcasting from there back then, and I'm glad you brought all that up. I know you're going to be very busy over the next several days, but I hope we can check in with you again.
Let's do it, Paul. You got my number.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much. NBC golf reporter extraordinaire, covering the Ryder Cup, Mark Rolfing, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.